The Union College men's baseball team is going to the Division III NCAA tournament for the first time since 1965. This comes after winning the Liberty League title for the first time. In the NBA playoffs, Portland beat San Antonio 103-92. The Spurs lead the series 3-1. LeBron James tied a playoff career high with 49 points, going 16 for 24 from the field in a 102-96 win over the Nets in Brooklyn. James helped the Heat take a 3-1 series lead. In the NHL playoffs, Montreal shut out Boston 4-0, tying the series at 3. Anaheim skated past Los Angeles 4-3, giving the Ducks a 3-2 series lead. Pittsburgh hosts the New York Rangers in Game 7 tonight at 7 p.m. In baseball, in interleague play, the Mets beat the Yankees 9-7. In the American League, Toronto bested the Angels 7-3. Detroit defeated Baltimore 4-1. Texas shut out Houston 4-0. Oakland slid past the White Sox 5-4. It was Seattle over Tampa Bay 12-5. In the National League, the Cubs blew out St. Louis 17-5. Washington edged Arizona 6-5. The Dodgers trumped Miami 6-5. San Francisco doubled up Atlanta 4-2. Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling has apologized for the racist comments that got him banned from the NBA for life, telling CNN's Anderson Cooper that it was a terrible mistake and that he is not a racist. Sterling says years of good behavior as an owner should count towards his future and is hoping that his fellow NBA owners will give him a second chance. Michael Sam's St. Louis Rams jersey was the number two seller among just drafted rookies on NFLShop.com. Sam became the first openly gay player to be drafted when St. Louis took him late in the seventh and final round Saturday. The top seller was that of quarterback Johnny Manziel, who was taken by the Cleveland Browns in the first round. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.